was really excited because I would be getting my own room. And so I thought that I would have a lot more, you know, time to record. I thought that I would be able to put out a lot more content than I had expected. And so, unfortunately, because of the incredible background noise that you can hear, I don't know if the mic is picking it up, actually, this, like, low-level hum, it's really annoying, and I keep getting, you know, road sounds and stuff that would just make it pretty much ridiculous to record. Pretty much for any audio that I want to do, I have to kind of record at, like, 3 a.m. or 4 a.m.
People were
is people who we've been with for like years and years and years, or we're just trying to sort through our emotions. And what happened was that the space actually gave us an opportunity to support each other and also heal from it. But it was also so clandestine in a way where, you know, nobody in our real life knew about these people. These were people only we knew, and we would only meet on the Discord server that we all shared. And to this day, I have only met one of the people from there in real life. But all of the other people have moved on now. Some of them have beautiful new relationships. I myself have found actually a beautiful relationship after that happened, and so it was really, really nice to have that support structure. So this is more than just, hey, we're all part of this Discord server, or hey, this was just my online friends. This is really us having gone through an incredible experience together. And in a way, it kind of feels like one of those flings that you have at summer camp or something equally ridiculous, because it's kind of like something that happened in a very, very specific place in a very, very specific time, and it never really carried on from there. Or if we do, our relationship with that person is so special and unique and outside of the relationships that we have in real life. And so that's definitely kind of the feeling that I get when I think about these people. And so, kind of in the same way, I guess I want this to be a little aid, a little sort of world away from the world for people, where regardless of whatever craziness is happening in your life, this is going to be like a safe space, and it's going to be a calm space and a space where we can gather together and chill out, and you can just spend a quiet evening relaxing, at least for a little while. And so yeah, that's pretty much the reason why I was very, very keen on starting this. But I think I was always very daunted about the idea of, oh, this is going to be a multi-episodic, like, thing, right? And so sometimes when the whole thing itself just feels so overwhelming, even though it's not, like, really, you know, I'm fully aware that this is something that I'm creating, and so it goes at my pace, but also me wanting this to be a regular thing, and me wanting to hold myself up to that higher standard, I sometimes get carried away with trying to make sure that I can actually do something, or kind of feeling like I really need to be fully ready to take something like this on. And so I tend to kind of, you know, sit on my ass about it and not do anything. But I decided that I would try tonight. See how it goes. But yeah, and so there are a couple things which I wanted to do every week. The first thing is to talk about a topic, and then the second thing is to talk about like recommendations that I have of new things that I found or interesting facts, and the fourth thing is a shout out. And so for this week, I wanted to talk about the whole quarantine experience and, you know, what kind of an impact that's really had on me. I've felt so far really, really, how should I put it? I felt incredibly blessed and incredibly, I wouldn't say prepared for it, because, you know, this is something which people wouldn't really, like, you couldn't really fathom this happening. This isn't something that you can actively prepare for. But I was very, very lucky, in a sense that about a year before all of this happened, I was already starting to transition myself to being able to work from home or being able to work from anywhere. And so I managed to kind of convert my job to be very, very ready to work from home and to work online. And so the moment that the quarantine lockdown hit in my country, I was able to very quickly be like, okay, I can do this. You know, whatever work I was doing in office can immediately be converted to online. And so I was really, really lucky in that sense that I could keep doing what I'm doing. And I was very lucky that I'm still being paid what I was being paid, you know, to do what I do, and to continue that work even during this time. And I know that it's not the case for a lot of people. For a lot of other people, even within the same company as me, they really suffered because a lot of their work was not transferable, or they weren't ready to make the shift from physical work to online work to digital work. And so it was a big shift for them. It was a very, very big, a very, very big leap that everybody had to make, especially with the older people in my company. It was something that was quite tough for them to adapt to and for them to really adjust to. And it was really, really brave. If I'm going to be honest, it was brave of all of them to be able to say, like, okay, we're going to do this. This is what we're going to do. And we're just going to make it happen. And so, yeah, I was very lucky that I had been doing that planning. I had taken on a second job, which was also based online. And so between these two jobs, I was really able to support my family. And I've got a big family. I was really able to kind of carry us through the quarantine period really, really well. I had also saved up a bunch of money, and so that became really, really good and really, really useful during that time. It's kind of definitely depleted my savings at this point, but it was something that was just so fortuitous. Like, everything kind of fell into place at the same time for me to be able to support them through that period. Another thing that was really interesting to me was I had started preparing certain things. Like, for some reason, for about 6 months before quarantine fully set in, I had started to stock up on things. You know, I was feeling, it was like in November, December, and I was like, oh, you know what, I don't want to have to go out and, like, buy 6-7 bags of flour again. Why don't I just buy a bunch and just leave it at home, you know, and I won't have to worry about it next time. Or, oh, I think I really, really want some herbs, but there's no point in me going out, like, 3, 4, 5 times to get rosemary. You know, I'm just gonna get a bunch and leave it at home. I was like, oh, you know, I think I should be planting things. I don't want to have to keep going out and, like, buying herbs like basil or rosemary or, you know, mint or thyme. I'm just gonna plant it at home. And so I did. And so somehow, and first of all, in the 6 months leading up to when the virus hit, I had done so many things to prep for it. Like, I had upgraded my insurance. I had planted a whole bunch of stuff. I'd started stocking up the house. I had gotten a flu shot, so I was like, you know, I know it's not a protection against the virus, but it just made me feel better knowing, like, okay, if I'm gonna be sick, it's not the flu. You know, like, if I'm sick, I know that I can cross that off the list and say, okay, it wasn't really that thing. It may be something else. And thankfully, I never really got sick the entire time. And everybody in my house had gotten sick. Yeah. Not with the virus. was just, during this time, I was really somehow incredibly prepared to face the quarantine period. And right before we went into quarantine, I had bought like a sewing machine. I had bought fabric. I had so many ideas of like hobbies that I wanted to do and things that I wanted to try. And suddenly, whoa, like, here's the opportunity, you know? And I suddenly had all the materials that I needed to make fabric masks to give to like my family and friends, to, you know, repair clothing, to even like sew bags and things, because we needed shopping bags, like big shopping bags to go shopping. And I was able to kind of clobber some together. And I was like, wow, you know, I just felt so, I felt very guided by my inner principles. And I tend to be somebody who's a little bit frazzled and anxious, and sometimes I tend to feel like I want to over-prepare for things. And in this case, I was very, very happy that I was pretty well prepared. I was pretty well prepared for this. Sorry, I keep hitting my little pen holder thing and it keeps making a little tickle-tickle sound. But yeah. And so, going through all of this, I have felt very, very guided by whatever forces are around. Like, thank you to the universe for, thank you to the universe for gifting this to me and for allowing me to be, you know, a little more prepared to face this than most people probably. Do I feel like I'm in a good place now? No. You know, the next wave of lockdowns and stuff is happening all over the world, and it's gonna hit us soon for sure. And so, do I feel adequately prepared? Not really. Like, I think I had enough and I was ready enough to pull us through one big hurdle, but I don't know about the future. And the crazy thing that's going to be coming up is that I'm going to have to move again, which is like, oh my god, because my lease is ending, which is going to be interesting. Moving in the time of coronavirus. But yeah, hopefully when that happens, I'll probably have like a better recording set up, and be able to do a lot more things, which I wanted to do. And so, one of the things that I've been doing during quarantine is also listening to a lot more music. Like, our work used to be really, really anal about us listening to music while we work. And so, I never really had the opportunity to kind of sit down for a long period of time with music again. And lately I've been able to. And one of the things that always used to help me keep going, you know, through tough days of work, was I would listen to a lot of Korean music or Japanese music. Right now, less J-pop, just because I think I'm not really in the groove for it, but a lot of Korean music, whether it's K-pop or K-indie or like Korean jazz, I've been listening to a lot of it. And so that kind of brings me to the recommendation for this week. So, yay! The Cuddle Puddle Notice Board for this week has a song. I really, really love this song, and it really just spoke to me so much because I was feeling so down about being in quarantine and, oh my god, the million and one things that I have to do. And so the title is Breathe, or Handsome, by Lehi. And so, this song was actually written by someone from one of my favorite Korean boy bands, SHINee. One of their members, Jonghyun, so it was really, really sad. He had taken his own life, which was really, 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 really kind of devastating, I think, to everybody around him, is what it seemed, and also to all the fans, myself included. And so, yeah, I think one of the most jarring things about the song is it's kind of reassuring people who are going through a hard time. And in a lot of ways, it feels as if he wrote this wishing that someone had said it to him. And when I think about that, I just feel so sad and so burdened. And also, at the same time, the words of the song just feel so, manufactured in a way to make you cry. And honestly, that's what happened the first time that I heard it. I didn't know the full context of it. I was listening to Lehi, and I started listening to the song, and I was like, oh my god, what is this beautiful music? Then I realized that he had written it. I was like, oh my goodness. And yeah, I just started crying, and I was like, wow, what is this song? And so now it's one that I love to belt, and one which I love to listen to when I need a good cry, because it always gets me, you know. And there's also a really interesting Korean, like a voice challenge show. What do you call this? A reality show. Voice challenge show. A reality show where different singers, I think there's a US version now actually called The Masked Singer. And so, yeah, different people go up in costumes onto a stage, and they could be singers from different bands or known artists. And so they would go up there and compete without people knowing what they look like, I think is the whole gimmick. And so one of the rounds, they actually did this song, and every single version of the song is just fantastic. It is unbelievable. And so I feel, you know, once you listen to Lehi's version, go and listen to the other versions. Be warned that it is a tearjerker and you will cry, but it's totally worth it. So yeah, that's my recommendation for this time. I'd also like to give a little shout out this week to some people who are really, really, really amazing. And so, for this week, it being the very first episode, I wanted to give a shout out to my boyfriend. There are often times where we argue or we disagree about things. But ever since the first time that I met him, and I guess this is kind of a bit of a digression into green flags in a relationship, but like, I think the way that someone communicates is really, really important. And with him, ever since the very beginning of, you know, when we first started getting to know each other, there was always this incredible synchronicity of communication between the both of us. It felt as if he could read my mind, and it feels like he can read my mind. And it's really, sometimes it's really annoying because we end up saying the same thing at the same time so often, or having the exact same sentiments and thoughts. Whether it's about, you know, it could just be opinion things about like movies or whatever, but also about decisions. Like important decisions, we often have the exact same feeling. Some of the nuances may be different, like maybe we see a few additional things. He's really good at seeing sort of the bigger picture, and I kind of fixate on the micro details, but between the two of us, I think we get to look at an issue like spherically very well, 360, and getting to analyze it. But yeah, there was always this incredible back and always very calm and measured and careful when we're worked up. And usually I end up having to be that person, you know, and it's really annoying being that person in a discussion where you feel very strongly about something because you're like, God, I want to scream and I want to shout, and the other person is perpetually kind of pushing your boundaries and trying to get you to join them, right? But with him, it's not like that, and we can engage each other very calmly. Like, definitely there will be instances where either one of us takes a more, like, defensive or argumentative kind of stance, but overall, it's very respectful. And so, like, one of the things which I really hated about my previous relationships was always kind of people who would resort to name-calling or would resort to snapping at you or being mean-spirited in discussions that they would have. And so being with someone who always keeps me on the right path is incredible. And I think it's really a gift that we've been given, kind of to find somebody who communicates in the same way. And so I feel like we really, truly get each other. Also, more than that, it's kind of, sometimes you have other people, you have the other party in a relationship who is very focused on a different kind of love language or a different way to talk about the things that are important to them or different things which they fixate on in a relationship as being like, this is the sign that you love me, or no, this is the sign that you love me, you know, and if you don't do these things, you don't love me. But I think that we're able to communicate about those kinds of things really, really well, and we both just really, really appreciate being there for each other every day, and the little things really count, like waking up to a text from the person and just knowing that they thought about you, or, you know, carving the time out of your day to do something for the other person. Like, those little things are very important to me. And so to see that reflected in another person is incredible and something which I really appreciate. And so, yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to him, to my kitty, and tell him that I love him. I promise you, not every single shout out is going to be this sappy, but since it's the very first one, I thought I should do that. Well, if you've managed to stick around all the way until now, thank you so much for listening. I hope that this helps. I hope that you feel comforted, and hope that this has made you feel a little bit less alone. If you have any suggestions or anything you would like me to talk about in the future, do add it in the comments or just send me a message on Reddit.